As Sean mentioned, one of the things with next gen, what's our role in kind of pushing next gen forward? I want to offer a couple ideas. If someone were to ask you as a group leader, how are you helping the next gen? I want to propose a couple of options of how you might say that. The first one is this. You as a group leader might say, I'm helping parents learn to live in Christian community. The children will learn by the example and the practice of meeting together. When you uphold that value of not neglecting meeting together, as some in our culture are doing, when you hold up that value and you live it out, children are ingesting that. They're living it, and they will always remember. And I didn't have a Christian background, so I don't have this memory. But my wife tells me of, oh my gosh, the family Bible study get-togethers that they would have all through their youth. I mean, that shaped her, that formed her, that's her image. And so for her, doing Christian community, it's a no-brainer. That's what Christians do. So you, by upholding that value, and when the culture becomes less and less committed to one another, less and less authentic community, more and more superficial, more and more disconnected, when the culture is going that way and you fight against that every week to hold a meeting, to get people together, to love one another, you're allowing kids to grow up in that kind of environment. And that's powerful. That's a huge contribution. So that's one way that we are supporting next-gen ministries. The other thing that we can do, the second one, and this one might take a little bit of extra thought and focus for some of us, is in our group, we talk about and promote faith in our children and our grandchildren. We had in our community group on Sunday, obviously we were talking about what the sermon was this last week, so we had a great dialogue about, you know, what is it that we were learned as a priority in our families growing up? What priorities do we have in our church? What does it look like to be a Christian family versus a non-Christian family? What things do we do for them? We had a great discussion, share about what our hopes for parenting and not parenting. And so we have a, you know, granted our group is with young kids and we're in that age. Yours might not be. You might be at the empty nester stage or the grandparent stage or you don't have kids stage. But having a place where those discussions are taking place and parents can process that is important. One of the other ones I didn't put on there, but I think it's kind of wrapped in number one, is just the idea of that church is a part of my life. You know, Sean had mentioned from the stage that, you know, the trending is more like people go attend, hey, I'll go to church once a month. You know, that's good. I'm good at that. So you're going to have people in your groups that they start to adopt or maybe living that lifestyle. And so the chance in a community group is to help promote consistent church attendance, because that's that ingrained discipline where families prioritize meeting together in community. And kids get to see how those parents make those priority decisions. So you're going to have a chance as community group leader to help they'll have those conversations about, you know, why is it important to be part of the church? Why is it important to have a good relationship with the local church? Why is it important that our kids attend those ministries? What do they get from those ministries? And you can have that opportunity to do that. So when you think of how do we as leaders support what's going on, I think just in the trenches of community groups, those are two very powerful things that we can do going forward.